Bulge.
What did your father wear to work in when he would farm?
When I was little and growing up, he wore overalls. Mm-hmm. Now he wears
overalls would be the things that.
All right, with the bib,
the
straps,
yeah,
and
right.
You know, and the one, of course, he had to wear a shirt under it. He always wore a shirt under it. And now he wears what we call khakis. They're cotton material, but it's a pants and a shirt.
Now, if a shirt was not samphorized and you washed it in hot water, it might
draw up.
Okay. And another word for draw up would
shrink.
Be, okay. And if you washed it yesterday, you say, I washed it yesterday and it
shrunk.
And if you were talking about a woman who sort of stands in front of a mirror and is always, you know, fixing her face.
Cramping.
Right. And how about somebody who really likes to wear good clothes all the time? You'd say they really like to
dress up.
Exactly. What would you call a small leather container with a clasp for carrying coins?
A coin purse.
All right. And how about the, I didn't bring mine in, the thing that you can put your billfold and coin purse and all different things in?
Purse?
Right. You'd call that a purse.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, one of these things would be a
bracelet.
And if you had around your neck, if you had several, like a lot of little things strung together, you'd call it a
necklace.
Okay, and specifically if it was like little round things.
Beads.
Right. Would you ever say pair of beads? Do you know that? No. Okay. What would you call those things that men would wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
And when it rains over your head, you use
umbrella.
And when you're making up the bed, the last thing you put on a bed.
Bedspread.
You know any older words for it? You ever heard anything? No.
Can't think of any.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Did you ever see one that was long enough for two people?
Yes. My grandmother Nix had one.
Okay. Do you know what it was called?
Right. Well, I always called it a pillow.
It was a pillow. Okay. Now, if you were talking about it, you'd say it didn't go partway across the bed. You'd say it went
all the way.
What would you put on a bed for warmth, especially when you were a child?
Quilt.
Yeah. Did you ever know of anything similar to a quilt, but not patchwork, stuffed like a quilt? But did you ever hear of anything called either a comforter?
Comforter. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Or a blanket.
Or, yeah. Now, if you were to take some blankets or quilts or whatever and make a place on the floor.
Pallet.
Okay.
Slept on many of them.
Yeah.
We had a big family. Right.
Now, this is about land and land formations and stuff, this next part. Now, if you were talking about soil that will grow just almost anything, that it doesn't require any fertilizer, you'd say that soil was very
rich.
Okay, and if it, another way, like to make it rich, they use fertilizer. Okay, and a word similar to fertilizer, which also means rich. I'm not saying this one right.
Manure?
Okay, if you were talking about land, you might say the land was rich, or you might say it was
fertile.
Fertile, sure.
Right.
Of course you say fertile. That's because some people say fertile. You know,
mm-hmm.
Do you know what you call flat, low land or along a stream?
Low land along a stream?
Okay, I'll see if you know what it is. Do you know bottom land? Do you know that
one? Oh, yeah.